This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hey everyone, for 20 years, Houston Restaurant Weeks has been the marquee event for foodies as they flock to award-winning spots to enjoy prefix menus at unbeatable prices. The best part? All the money raised goes to the Houston Food Bank. With this excitement comes a lot of growth, and a lot of restaurants are now participating, so it can be overwhelming picking the right place. Houston Chronicle food reporter Erica Chang joins me to help us navigate all the offerings and to pick the top spots you need to try this month for Houston Restaurant Weeks. It's Wednesday, August 16th, 2023. I'm Raheel Ramzanali, and here's what Houston's talking about. Erica, welcome in to CityCast Houston. How are you?
Hey, Raheel. I'm good. I'm super excited to be here.
Now, I'm sorry you had to, pull you aside from eating some great food in the city of Houston. All right. And that's like the best job ever, food reporter for the Houston Chronicle. So first things first, what's been the best thing you've tried in our city since you started as the food reporter for the Chronicle?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So off the clock, I've eaten some really great stuff. But I think some of my two favorite meals, because I can't choose. I really love hot pot at Shabu Squared, which is like, Chinatown adjacent, and the, oh my gosh, sukiyaki udon at Ishin Udon, which is also in Chinatown right off Clarewood. So,
ooh, good stuff. Oh, that's a good way to get going right there. Yeah. I like that. Okay, Houston Restaurant Weeks is an institution here, and so many people flock to these great restaurants, and it's so much fun. But for somebody who's never experienced it, what advice do you have for them? Like, how do they get started?
Okay, so I actually have a 5-point plan for this because there are over 300 restaurants on this list. It's a ton. So my first point is make a game plan. Decide your budget and the kind of food you want to try. So, it's definitely a good time to try just a ton of items. But if you're looking to be more budget friendly, you can check out lunch options at some great restaurants. And also don't be afraid to check out Instagram, Twitter for reviews and things like that. Check your local publications like Cron. And food bloggers to just talk about what's worth and what's not worth, what's like a standout, and what's kind of just around. There are a ton of highly awarded restaurants on this list, so that's been great. And they've all been covered by local magazines and publications. For example, we wrote an article on barbecue spots, like in the Houston area that were featured on Texas Monthly. And one of them is J Bar M Barbecue. They have a Houston Restaurant Week venue, so it's a really great option.
Wow. So you got to prepare. That's great. Determine that budget, get it going. And now we're going to get in some recommendations because, again, it is overwhelming. Like every year I go, okay, I'm going to hit up these restaurants, and then I go to the list and I'm just overwhelmed. And that's why we have you on to get some recommendations on where to get started. And to me, I think one of the best things about Houston Restaurant Week is trying out a restaurant that might be out of your budget, right? So what's an expensive place that we should try during Houston Restaurant Week?
Oh my gosh. I haven't tried this yet, but I'm so excited to. Rainbow Lodge, which is fancy. It's supposed to be really great. But Rainbow Lodge is great because it's like they have a really stellar menu. They have lunch, brunch, and dinner for Houston Restaurant Week. So you can kind of go, whatever suits your schedule and stuff. I will say though, and this is part of one of the tips, is that if you do make a reservation at a nicer restaurant, call ahead and ask them about the dress code, because I'm not saying they should turn you away. I totally don't believe that. But I get that some restaurants have a more strict dress code.
Yeah, checking the dress code is always important. That's a great tip right there. And speaking of dress code, I think steakhouses have gotten more relaxed now, and you can kind of show up in something more business casual. You don't have to go suit and tie like the old school days. But to me, I love going to a good steakhouse during Houston Restaurant Week. So do you have a good recommendation?
Yes. Okay. So this is not your typical steakhouse, but it's called Gyukaku. It's actually like a Japanese steakhouse. And what they do is they give you like a set meal for Houston Restaurant Week and you grill it yourself, which I understand is really daunting, but they have a guide. They'll tell you like 3 seconds on each side. So it's super fun, really interactive, and I think it's somewhere everyone should go.
Nice. That's a different twist, right? No more of those rib eyes and twice baked potatoes. This is something that you might normally not try. So I like that pick. That's a good one. I'm gonna have to try that one out. Okay. Now, more and more restaurants are offering brunch options during Houston Restaurant Week, and it's gotten so popular when they started offering this a few years back. Give me a few to try or the best one to try. What do you have?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so this place has really great reviews, and I can't say the name because it's in French, but it's called Étoile, which means like star in French, Etoile. And I have such great plans to go there because I'm super excited for it. Their brunch menu looks awesome. And I actually got recommended this place from one of my friends. Her name is Margot. She's awesome. She's French American. Her parents are from France and they love this place. They're like, it's legit. They got escargot, they got beef tartare, they got everything. So really fun place, and it's also pretty luxurious for the price and what it is.
Now, are you a big brunch fan?
See, that's a great question.
Come on.
I don't want to say no, and I don't want to say yes, because my thing about brunch is I really love the idea, but when I have to choose between like a salty or a sweet, I get like really anxious for some reason. And I'm like, no, nah, I'm past that. But like, in addition to that, this is something everybody knows about me. I love family style eating, and brunch just doesn't always accommodate that. So I need some convincing.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good point. If you like family style and that's something, you want to share that meal with a lot of people, brunch is probably not the best. I mean, you can order multiple dishes, but then people get kind of defensive about that, right? If you're, especially if you're going with friends or like, hey, actually, I like this French toast, so you can maybe have a bite, but not the whole thing. So I get it. That's good right there. Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone and it's poppin'. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Now, Houston is sprawling, and look, I'm out in the suburb, so my suburban folks, what's up? We don't want to drive in the city all the time. You got to give me some good suburban restaurants to try during Houston Restaurant Weeks. Come on.
I got thoughts about the suburbs, but I totally understand why y'all are out there away from all the good food and next to a Panera or whatever. But some of the places that I think are really great in the suburbs are Fadi's Mediterranean Grill. I love Mediterranean. It's good. Once again, you get all those great options. You can family style it. Awesome. And another one that's like a really popular pick in like Katy Asia Town is Fat Eatery, which,
Oh, yes.
yeah, it sounds awesome. I love roti. I chef's kiss. It sounds delicious.
Yeah, we've had Chef on the show before to talk about Fat Eatery, and he is the best. Like, he is such a nice person. And he just talked about the entire menu. He talked about how he's seen Katy Asia Town grow as well. And there's so many good options out there.
Yeah, and I love that he's bringing like Malaysian food here. Oh my gosh, underrated. I love Malaysian. So yeah, I'm really excited for him. I want more people to go.
Yeah, for sure. And that's a good way to experience their menu, right? Like when you go to Fat Eatery, it is overwhelming, like Houston Restaurant Weeks. But because that set menu, you can get in there and you can kind of get the best of everything. And that helps so much. And that's also a good tip just in general, like for a restaurant that you've never tried and you just want to experience a lot of things. Most of these menus have a good tasting of what they offer.
Yeah, and oh my gosh, if you're like me, I am, when it comes to eating, everything else, not so much, but when it comes to eating specifically, I'm a planner. So I am on that Houston Restaurant Week's website. I'm like looking through the PDFs. I'm downloading to my phone. I am like planning every time. So that's, oh, again, another one of my tips is to like check out the menus and plan.
Yeah.
But keep it open, because if you get to the restaurant, let them know you're there for Houston Restaurant Week and talk to the staff. Ask them like, hey, what's your favorite thing on here? Like, what do you like? Get ready for a curveball because it's all about trying new stuff.
Yeah, you're my soul sister because I'm like I will look at the menu, Erica, and I will have like three plans. Like, okay, I'm starting with this, and then we're gonna order this. But let's say I get there and I see more of these being ordered, then I'm going this, and then my main one's gonna go to this. So like I have these
Yes.
plans in place as well. I have to, because if you go there and you don't have a plan, then you might make a bad pick.
Yeah, and you're done for and you can't do it again. But okay, this is my thing. Hot tip. Nobody realizes this, but nobody is stopping you from eating 2 Houston Restaurant Weeks, like the meals a
Whoa.
day. Game changer. You can have lunch, you can have dinner, you can even have brunch, lunch, and dinner. There is no food police.
Man. Yo. Okay, that might be somebody's balling. Okay, first of all, you're going you're hitting up brunch, lunch, and the dinner menu. Come on, but you can do it, right? Because it's 25 for brunch, 25 for lunch, and you got the 35 menus as well on dinner. So under $100, you can get it done.
You could. And honestly, if you just starve the rest of the week and you ball out with the $55 dinner, I
Yeah.
mean, what are you gonna do?
You only live once, Erica.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about unique spots to try during Houston Restaurant Weekend. We've talked about this throughout this interview. It's a good time to go experience restaurants that you might not go on a normal basis. So, what unique spots do you have for us?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so this one's interesting because I'm not a huge drinker. I don't really drink, but Carbach Brewery, so interesting because you can like go to the restaurant and the meals come with like their beer. Like you can get a flight for dinner or just like a free included beer with lunch. And the really fun thing about Carbach is you can take the tour, you can buy merch, you can see how the beer is made and then try it. And it's awesome. It's really,
Yeah,
really
and their
fun.
food is good.
Yeah, right. Their fish and chips are pretty good. I like those.
Yeah, I think a lot of people sleep on Carbach because they just think it's a hangout. You go there, you know, it's a great place to meet with friends because there's so much space. That's a good one. Okay, let's talk about date nights. Okay, this is a good way to go out and splurge a little bit or just go try something fun that is a good date night spot that you might normally not go to. So give me a good Houston Restaurant Week's date night spot.
Okay, so this is controversial because
Uh-oh.
personally, I'm not a fan of fancy dates, right? I like having fun. And one thing that I think is really fun is dak and bap, because which is Korean fried chicken. And this is just a personal opinion, but if you're on a date with someone, they should know how you eat chicken. They need to learn, because if you like prefer drums or flats, that changes everybody's opinion. First of all, Raheel, are
Wait,
you
what do
drums
you
or flats?
prefer?
What?
I like both. I like both, but you know what? I'm going drums. I'm going drums. If I had to pick, I'm going drums.
No,
I need that. I need that big piece of meat. I'm sorry.
no. Okay, I'm a flats girl because it just tastes better. And everybody that's like a flats person, they know it just tastes better.
I will give you that. There is a different taste to them for sure. Now, are you like putting the whole wing in your mouth, or are you dissecting it beforehand and then eating
Okay, if I'm at home, I'm putting the whole thing in my mouth because I don't care,
it?
right? If I am in public, I'm gonna like be dainty about it or whatever it may be, depending on who I'm eating with.
Okay, so Dak and Bop is the recommendation here for a good date night. And doesn't matter if you are just starting a date, married, whatever. I think that is a good recommendation, and their fried chicken. Okay, here's one that might be hard to answer, but I think you can do this. So what's a restaurant that listeners should avoid during Houston Restaurant Week? Because it probably isn't that good of a deal.
You're putting me in such a tough spot, but that's yes. Fine. That's what I'm here for. So this answer varies so much from everyone you talk to. And just me, like personally, I think it's such a waste to go to a big chain restaurant for, you know, Houston Restaurant Week, specifically right now. And this makes me so sad because I do actually like them, but Rockin' Ramen. It's a great place. It's a Japanese chain. And it's okay. Awesome alternative for vegetarians. Let me just say that all their brats are made with vegetables. And they taste like really good. But for Houston Restaurant Week, how do I say this? I like them for the regular weeknight meal, but not for a special event like this, because some things on that dinner menu, it's just not unique, right? Like, what is it? For dessert, it's like mochi ice cream, which I like. I like it, but I can buy that myself. I'm sorry to them.
No, I get it. Because a lot of people are going to use this as a special meal, right? Like it might be a celebration. It could be an anniversary meal. Whatever it is, you're right. It is a special meal. So that's why I asked that one. It's like, hey, you know what? You can just go to this on a Thursday night. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, exactly. And if like for something that's so limited, you should really try new places and you should really support local places too.
Well, I'm happy you answered that. And thank you so much for all the recommendations. That was a lot of fun. I feel prepared and I think our listeners as well. And we can't wait to read more of your work on The Chronicle. So continued success. And Erica, thank you so much.
Thank you, Raheel.
That was Erica Chang. You can read all of her work with the link in our show notes. Before we go, there's no doubt that Bun B's Trill Burgers is the hottest restaurant in Houston right now. And it's only getting hotter because Trill Burgers will now be inside NRG Stadium during Texans home games. The best part, they'll be available in 4 locations inside NRG Stadium. So if you've been waiting to get one and you didn't want to wait at the brick and mortar location, well, you can now wait inside with AC while watching the Texans play and hopefully win more games than last year. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new. Let's jump into it. We're going to have some fun.
Yeah.